This is God's covenant church, the church of God, established in Jesus' name, thanking God for another Sabbath day in the school of wisdom. It's always good to be here, and I'm glad to be here.
All right.
Another Sabbath day where we can meet together with those who are sanctified. And I'm so glad that I'm being taught to please God. I know how to please God because of the teaching. I know how to please God because of our great pastor teaching us the word of truth. And I'm glad I'm a part of that. And at this time, I present unto you our pastor and teacher, Perry Boyd.
Thank you, Elder Clark. The elders, missionary deacons, all the saints, all that hear my voice, we do greet you in the name of Jesus, another Sabbath day. We're going to talk about asking for the old paths. When we get into that, way of righteousness.
You can visit us at any time for our broadcast messages at www.godscovenantchurch.org. Write and mail us at 425 Laconia Boulevard, Los Angeles, California, 90061. Or call us at any time at area code 323-754-8302. You can email us at info@godscovenantchurch.org. Also, you can subscribe to our podcast. podcast at www.godscovenantchurch.org. In addition, you can find us on Pandora's podcast. Search and subscribe to God's Covenant Church podcast on Pandora. If you have any questions or concerns about this way or questions about any scriptures, please text us at area code 323-388-5676 and we will strive to get you the answer on our program. Again, that number is area code 323-388-5676. Now our pastor.
Thank you, Deacon. Thank God. Another Sabbath day. Glad to be with you. Everything is changing these days, but the Lord is the same yesterday, today, and forever. Isn't that beautiful to know that? And so are his people. We're the same. Yesterday, today, and forever. That means we're like the church of old. And our ways are like the church of old. They're like the old paths. Isn't that beautiful? Deuteronomy 4 and 6 says, keep therefore and do them, for this is your wisdom and your understanding in the sight of the nations, which shall hear all these statutes and say, surely, this great nation is a wise and understanding people. For what nation is there so great who hath God so nigh unto them as the Lord our God is in all things that we call upon him for? What the scripture is telling us is that wherever you may be, whatever time or dispensation you may be in, there's nothing or no one any greater than those keeping God's commandments or his word or his law. It's the same. There's none any greater that have Jesus on the inside. There's none any greater that has God as their God leading them. And what nation is there so great that hath statutes and judgments so righteous as all this law? What do people say? Well, the Lord is our righteousness. The Lord is the word. Yes. And if he's your righteousness, so is the law. Because yes. It tells you in scripture, it shall be our righteousness if we observe to do all these commandments, which is God's word. Isn't that beautiful? Yes. But how many know that? But thank God for your ears and your eyes, for they see and hear. Isn't that beautiful? They love to say, and I've heard to say, y'all under that old Mosaic law. But the Lord said, call for the old paths. Isn't that beautiful?
Beautiful.
See if anyone is walking there. And let's go there. Jeremiah 6 and 10. Yep, we're in the old paths. We're in the way of righteousness. Isn't that beautiful? So that's the old path, righteousness. That's the way. Thank God. Jeremiah 6 and 10, what does it say?
To whom shall I speak and give warning
what?
That they may hear? Behold, their ear is uncircumcised.
When you're not keeping God's commandments, which is God's word, your ear is uncircumcised. And you cannot hear what God is saying to the church, to his people, to Israel. Isn't that beautiful?
Yes.
Uncircumcised. What? And they?
And they cannot hearken. Behold, the word of the Lord is unto them a reproach. They have no delight.
They have no delight. But wait a minute. They love it when you say, Jesus is my rock. But if you say, the law is my rock, the commandment is my rock, I say, well, that's done away with. That's the Lord. Because the Lord is the word. It was just made flesh. Isn't that beautiful? And they have no delight in this word. When you tell them that the word is the commandments, they have no delight in that. So wait a minute. Because, see, you can read that.
Yes.
It tells you something. It speaks to your mind. But just to see a picture or hear talk about Jesus don't tell you anything. When you hear about what he did, it makes you feel all warm and fuzzy. But they don't speak about what he taught. He said, why do you transgress the commandment of God by your traditions? Because this is what people are into.
Yes.
The traditional way they worship God. And the Lord said, you worship, you know not what. Let's read the 16th verse.
Thus saith the Lord, stand ye in the ways.
Stand ye in the ways. Now the ways are likened to the word. Because the word contain words.
Yes.
The word contains precepts. and the ways are a way.
Yes.
But in this way, there are ways. Stand ye in the ways. What?
And see, and ask for the old paths.
Now, if you're not in the commandments, you can't see the old paths, because the old paths are the 10 precepts. These are the ways of God. That's the same thing. The paths and the old ways is the same. Just like out of Zion shall go forth the law and the word from Jerusalem. It's the same thing. Isn't that beautiful?
Yes.
Stand ye in the way.
The way.
And see what?
And ask for the old paths.
Because if you don't stand in the way, you can't see. If you're not striving to keep God's commandments, you cannot see what God is asking you to do. But what people see is what they read about what Jesus did. He healed and he did this and he forgave. He did. But he also taught us the way.
Yes.
He said, my Father gave me a commandment, what I should say and what I should speak. And I know that his commandment is life everlasting. Now that they don't talk about. He said, well, what must I do to inherit eternal life? Keep the commandments. How plain is that? But these preachers tell the people, well, you know, the commandments done away, but you couldn't nobody keep that. That's not what the Lord is saying. It's because they can't hear. Their ears are uncircumcised and they haven't been in the way or the ways of God. But when you get in the way, that's when you begin to see.
Yes.
Stand in the way and see. Mm-hmm. And ask for the old paths. What?
Where is the good way?
Where is the good way? Mm-hmm. Because the good way is the old paths. Mm-hmm. It is the ways of God. Right. That's the good way.
All right.
What?
And walk therein. And ye shall find rest for
now,
your souls.
Now wait a minute. He said, well, Jesus said, take my yoke upon you and learn of me. Ye shall find rest for your souls. Well, the yoke is the old paths.
Mm-hmm.
The yoke is the commandments. It's the law. That's how you get rest. And it said Israel didn't get rest because of unbelief.
Mm-hmm.
They didn't believe in the precepts. But that's how you please God. That's how you serve God. Isn't that beautiful?
Yes.
Stand ye in the way.
Mm-hmm.
And ask for the old paths.
Mm-hmm.
Where is the good way? And walk therein. What?
And ye shall find rest for your souls.
But what?
But they said, we will not walk.
Well, it's the same thing today. We're not keeping those commandments. That's done away with. But it's God's word.
Right.
We shall not walk therein. Read.
Also I set watchmen over you, saying, hearken to the sound of the trumpet.
Hearken.
But they said, we will not hearken.
Said, we will not hearken.
Mm-hmm.
We don't want to hearken to what the preacher is saying. We don't want to hearken to the voice of God. What?
Yes. Therefore hear, ye nations, and know, O congregation, what is among them.
What?
Hear, O earth, behold, I will bring evil upon this
people. I want
people.
To bring evil upon these people mm-hmm. that don't revere God's word, don't adhere to it. I'm going to bring evil upon these people. What?
Even the fruit of their
Even the fruit of their thoughts. In other words, they think off and they begin to act it out.
Yes.
What?
Because they have not hearkened unto my word.
What?
Nor to my law.
There it is.
But
nor to, because the law is the word. The word is the law. They haven't hearkened to my words,
mm-hmm.
nor to my law, but rejected it.
Mm-hmm.
Read the 16th verse again.
Yes, Pastor. Thus saith the Lord, stand ye in the ways
what?
And see. And ask for the old
ask
paths.
Ask for the old paths. See, everybody likes new stuff. But when you check out the old things, they're built better.
All right. Yes. You're right.
They last longer.
That's right.
Isn't that beautiful?
Yes, they are.
They're durable.
Yes.
Isn't that beautiful?
All right, all right.
These new stuff is, don't go nowhere.
All
Let's go to Luke 9 and 18. Let's see what they said about the Lord. And this is why they were after him. Because he wasn't like the scribes and Pharisees. The scribes and Pharisees were of the day, the new day. And traditions have evolved since then. But they evolved from Moses' time to that time where it was nothing but traditions as a doctrine. It wasn't God's will.
Yes.
Luke 9 and 18.
And it came to pass, as he was alone praying, his disciples were with him. And he asked them, saying, whom say the people that I am?
Who do people say that I am? He wasn't trying to seek out glory for himself. He just wanted his disciples to know what was going on.
Yeah.
Who do men say that I am? What?
They answering said, John the Baptist. But some say Elias.
What?
And others say that one of the old prophets is risen
well,
again.
The old prophets is risen.
Mm-hmm.
because he wasn't talking to traditions. He was bringing what thus saith the Lord, period.
Yes.
Wasn't about the traditions. Well, if you come in here, if you don't wash this and that, that's not kosher. He wasn't talking like that.
No, he was not.
He wasn't saying, no, you can't take your bed, you can't walk after the Lord has blessed and healed you. Now just think about it. Why would you say somebody can't carry your bed if God chose to heal them?
Exactly.
If God chose to heal them, you should choose to let them walk, carry the bed. That means God was saying, you can walk. Isn't that beautiful? But he was like old school. That's what we are here like unto.
Yes.
Old school. We believe in having Bible studies. Twice during the week.
Yes, we do.
We believe in talk about them when we get up, talk about when you lay down, by the wayside.
Yes.
And this is why so many shy away from us, because all y'all talk about is the commandment. We're talking about God.
Make a plane, Pastor.
If you can't talk about God all day long, how are you going to spend eternity with him? How can you do that?
That's right. Yes, Pastor.
When you don't like the word, because that's what we're dealing with.
Yes.
That's our reward,
yes.
The Ten Commandments. Isn't that
yes,
beautiful?
Lord.
They've rejected it.
Yes.
Let's go back.
Mm-hmm.
Go back to Jeremiah
yes,
6
mm-hmm.
and 16 again. Read that again.
Thus saith the Lord.
Thus saith the Lord.
Stand ye in the ways and see and ask for
because
the old paths.
You cannot see unless you're in the way.
Mm-hmm.
If you're not in the ways of God, you can't see anything any different mm-hmm. on the outside. But once you begin to serve God, then your eyes come because God is going to open the eyes of the blind.
Yes.
Give your ears hearing, because
mm-hmm.
we're deaf to it until we get in here.
Yes.
Read.
Where is the good way? And walk therein, and ye shall find rest for your souls.
And that be rest for your souls.
Mm-hmm.
Let's go to Psalms 103.
All right, Pastor. Beautiful, yes.
And 7.
All right.
God got a way to get knowledge to those that are to be saved. It don't matter about the dispensation or the time. God got a way to get knowledge to his people. Because it's not God's will, that any man should perish. So there's a time in life where this one, and God know your beginning and ending, if you're going to be saved, the word's going to be there for you. You're going to find out what the word is.
Yes.
You're going to find out who God is. That beautiful, so you can live for him.
Yes.
103 and 7 says what?
He made his ways.
He made known.
Yes, he made known his ways unto Moses, his acts unto the children of Israel.
So everyone that's a child of God, everyone that's traveling for God, God had an action taken to bring you out of Egypt, to bring you out of darkness into his marvelous light.
Yes.
Everybody got a different story.
Yes.
But it was all the act of God, made this and that behave, and made this and that behave, and opened this door for you, and made a way to get in here.
Mm-hmm.
Isn't that beautiful?
Yes.
Anybody have a desire to live for God, God got a way to get you here.
Yes.
Don't matter what the situation. Say, well, my companion, my this and that, they in jail.
Mm-hmm.
We're waiting on them.
Yes.
Do your time, and you can yet live for God. Isn't that beautiful? Because this is about coming into change.
Yes. Right.
Hopefully you do your time and come here. You ain't got to go back.
That's
isn't that beautiful?
Yes.
It's about change. Read.
Mm-hmm. The Lord is merciful and gracious, slow to anger, and plenteous in mercy.
Plenteous in mercy. But remember, showing mercy unto thousands of them that love him and
keep his commandments.
Beautiful. So if you love God and you don't have the part keep his commandments, you ain't in the love part.
Right.
It goes together. Love him and keep his commandments.
Yes.
To such as remember his covenant to
all
do
right.
it. Read.
Right.
Thank
yes.
God.
He will not always chide, neither will he keep his anger.
Isn't that good
forever?
To know?
Yes.
God is not going to always chide, and he don't keep his anger forever. But his hand is stretched out still. Isn't that beautiful?
Beautiful. Yes.
That's plenteous mercy.
Yes.
Plenteous mercy. Read.
Yes. He hath not dealt with us after our sins, nor rewarded us according to our
because
iniquities.
We all were in iniquity. And he didn't have to bring us out to his knowledge because let us die in our iniquities. But he brought us out because we had a mind to live for God. And God knew that. Isn't that beautiful?
Beautiful.
Read.
Yes. For as the heaven is high above the earth, so great is his mercy toward them that fear him.
Isn't that beautiful? It's to them that fear him.
Yes.
Let's go.
Mm-hmm.
Deuteronomy 10 and 12.
Beautiful, Pastor.
All right.
Yes.
You can't say, well, now the ones that fear him is the one that always bring water. No, that ain't the ones that fear him. And you can't go there. Your definition of what God calls fearing. So the ones that fear him, now my mama always fear. I always fear when the thunder, I get quiet. That ain't fearing God. That's fearing what he has placed in put in place for us.
Yes.
Right?
Yes. thunder.
I'm scared. You ain't scared of what we gonna be if we don't keep his commandments. 10 and 12 says what?
And now Israel.
Now Israel, what?
What doth the Lord thy God require?
So God is telling us what God is requiring. Mm-hmm. Now, if God is requiring this yesterday, he's the same.
He's the same.
So if he changed that requirement, that means God changed. But the scripture said, I am the Lord and I change not.
Right.
So it's got to be a lie about that change. Now, Israel, what doth the Lord thy God require of thee? What?
But to fear the Lord thy God.
What?
To walk in
so
all his
So if we're walking
ways.
In the ways of God, that shows we fear God.
Yes.
If we're not walking in the ways, we don't.
Right.
Isn't that beautiful? How plain is that?
Yes.
Solomon said it. Hear the conclusion of the whole matter. Fear God and keep his commandments. That's the whole duty of man.
Mm-hmm.
It is man's duty. That's what he was made to do. But man fell away because God knew what was in him and he had to be born again.
Yes.
Read.
To walk in all his ways and to love him.
Now God wants us to, it's required to love God.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
If we love God, what did he say? If you love me,
keep my commandments.
How plain is that? And if you love God, you're going to honor the father and mother, those that care. You are.
Yes.
And more importantly, you're going to honor all men because that's what the father does.
Yes.
You can't. You have to honor the mother because they carry God.
Yeah.
Somebody outside don't carry God. They're not the mother or your sister or brother, but you got the father and you're going to honor them because
mm-hmm.
the father said, honor all men. Isn't that beautiful?
Yes,
so
yes,
honor thy father and mother. Everything is covered right there.
Yes.
Read.
And to serve the Lord thy God with all thy heart.
All your other words. Put everything you got into this. Not coming to service, half serving God.
Right.
A, but you never say to man.
Right.
Thank, but you don't say God.
Right.
You know me?
Right.
This is partly.
Exactly. Yes, Pastor. Thank God. Yes, Pastor.
Don't shake him, and then you walk away. Just junky stuff. But be sure with your whole heart, give your all into this. I'm going to do this, but I ain't doing that.
Mm-hmm.
See, that's part service. Whatever God got, let's do it. Want to sing? Let's sing. Want to eat? Let's eat together. Let's do this. Let's do everything together.
Yes.
That's wholehearted.
Yes.
But when you're partial, no, I don't want to do that. You leading and guiding yourself.
Yes.
God is required to love him. That means honor and respect. Isn't that
yes.
beautiful?
Yes.
Read.
And to serve the Lord thy God with all thy heart.
All
thy
heart.
All thy soul.
What?
To keep the commandments.
There it
of
is,
the Lord.
To keep the commandments. Now, wait a minute. If that's required, why would God require us to do something we could not do?
Right.
Say, well, he wanted to let you know you couldn't do it. Really?
Mm.
We found that out from Adam.
That's right.
What he couldn't do.
Right.
But he wanted to let me know personally I couldn't do it. I don't think so. It's a requirement.
Yes.
What?
And his statutes, which I command thee this day.
What?
This day for thy good.
What's that? Well, you got statutes. The statutes are the requirements.
Yes.
It's the same thing. The statutes are not having gods. Mm-hmm. Oh, you're talking about all them bylaws, still the same thing. It's still 10 precepts. And the bylaws break them down.
Yes.
In other words, if you honor your father, your mother, you honor your brother, you won't see your brother's ox in the mire and leave it there or don't text them. Say, well, they ain't got no phone yet. Okay, get over there some kind of way.
Right.
Morse code.
Yes.
In the days of old, they beat drums and send a message. Just get the message to them, right? Okay, read.
All right, Pastor.
Thank God.
Behold, the heaven and the heaven of heavens is the Lord's thy God.
Now just think about it. Everything you see, God own it. He's the owner. All the heaven, he owns all of that.
Yes, he does.
So who owns space? God made that space
yes,
out
did.
There.
Right.
He's owned everything, the heaven and the heaven of it. He owns it. Isn't that beautiful?
That's amazing.
He owns us.
Yes.
Isn't that beautiful?
All right, all right.
He does.
Beautiful.
He owns us.
Beautiful.
Who are we to say what I ain't going to do?
That's
the heaven of heaven is the Lord's what?
The earth also, with all that therein is.
Everything in earth is God's.
That is beautiful.
So we can get come and say, I'm going to bring you a sack of flour. It's for the Lord. I don't think so. God owns everything.
Yes,
what?
Exactly. Only the Lord had a delight in thy fathers to love them.
God loved our forefathers that kept his commandments.
Yes.
Abraham.
Yes.
Isaac and Jacob.
Yes.
And Adam, when he was born again. Yes. When you say that, yeah, it says that. You just got to know God's way. Read.
And he chose their seed after them, even you above all
people. Well, I claim that. You got to claim that for yourself. I'm that seed, even us. And he says we're above all people. That's who, who's bragging? That's what the Father says. Isn't that beautiful? Now, if the Father gave you $1 million, oh, my Father gave me $1 million. Why you can't say my Father said we're above all people? Why you can't say that? The only rebuttal you're going to get is those that are not above all people. That's where you'll get your rebuttal. Because they say, you right, we sure is, so we are. You must be a commandment keeper too, huh? So a commandment's done, we would say, you ain't that people then. This talking about those keep God's commandments. That beautiful? But you say you can't keep them. So you're not even in the conversation. You're out. Isn't that beautiful to know that?
Yes.
What?
As it is this day.
What?
Circumcise therefore the foreskin
of your
heart.
So circumcise the foreskin of your heart. Mm-hmm. Is it talking about anything else but your heart? Because that's what God was talking about in the very beginning. Circumcise your heart. The other was a token.
Yes.
That you are God's people. But he got both the heart circumcised. Mm-hmm. Circumcise therefore the foreskin of your heart and what?
And be no more stiff-necked.
No more stiff-necked. Go to the fourth chapter. Four. Mm-hmm. Deuteronomy 4:1.
All right. So
we open up with this. Keep therefore and do them. It's your wisdom.
It's your wisdom. Yes.
Other words, you can see.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Get in the way and say, now you know I see what God is talking about. 4:1.
Yes, Pastor. Now therefore hearken, O Israel, unto the statutes and unto the judgments.
That's the old path. Mm-hmm. Right. Yes, well, we're Christians. No, we're Israel. That's the old path.
Go ahead.
Israel. Yes. Now therefore hearken, O Israel.
Mm-hmm. Unto the statutes and unto the judgments, which I teach you for to do them.
So wait a minute. If it's so well, I can read that. Hey, that's a golden rule. Why it's got to be taught to you then? Because there's a spiritual side to it. And it cannot be taught except from somebody with a spiritual mind that it might open up to you what God is talking about. That's the only way. Isn't that beautiful? Read.
That ye may live and go in and possess the land which the Lord God of your fathers giveth you.
Now remember, we can possess the land, I don't care where we go. When you're going by the leading of God, it'll serve you wherever you go.
Mm-hmm.
The knowledge being taught. Read.
Yes. You shall not add unto the word which I command you.
How plain is that? Now you shall not add unto the word. And that's what they've done. Said, well, we have a new rest day, the so-called Christian, which is Sabbath. I mean, Sunday. Mm-hmm. It is. God only got one day of rest for his people, Israel.
That's right.
Well, we Christians, you're new people now. Mm-hmm. And God didn't call you that. The enemy called you that. You chose to use the name of the enemy. God never chose that. Neither did his disciples. The only thing God told us, don't be upset because you're called Christians. Don't get excited. But that was the enemy, say, little Christ followers, Christians.
Yes.
Read.
Which I teach you for to do them, that ye may live and go, second verse, ye shall not add unto the word which I command you, neither shall ye diminish aught from it, that ye may keep the commandments.
But wait a minute,
the
word that you may keep the commandments, it's the same thing. They read this over and over again and say, well, the commandments done away with. Mm-hmm. That is the commandments. God's word is the commandments.
Yes.
And you're not supposed to add or take away. They've added a day of rest, and they've taken away the Sabbath.
Mm-hmm.
You can't add or take away. That ye may keep the commandment. That means it's doable.
Yes, it is.
If you don't add or take away, you can keep it. Isn't that beautiful?
Yes.
The commandments what? That of the Lord.
Yes, of the Lord, your God, which I command you.
Isn't that beautiful?
Yes.
1 John 2:7. Let's go there. Don't add unto the word. As the script, the Lord says, you do err, not knowing the scriptures, nor the power of God. Many scriptures, they don't know it. And they read, wow, I never saw that before. The next 5 minutes, the enemy took that away. He said, you know what? That's for Israel of old. Well, call for the old paths.
Right.
I want a church to teach me the old way.
That's right.
The good way.
Go ahead.
Isn't that beautiful?
Yes.
1 John 2:7, what does it say?
Brethren, I write no new commandment unto you.
What?
But an old commandment which ye had from the beginning.
So wait a minute, because the scripture says, in the beginning was the word. The word was God. That's the commandment. We can see it because of the foundation we have. Some look at it and still say, I don't see that. But we see it. What did it say?
Brother,
the old commandment. Mm-hmm.
The old commandment is the word which ye have heard from the beginning.
Read it again.
Yes, Pastor. Brethren, I write no new commandment
no
unto you.
No new commandment is being written unto us. But what?
But an old commandment.
This is an old commandment from the beginning. It was there. We've heard from the beginning what?
The old commandment is the word.
The old commandment is the word. That's what it says. Yes. That's beautiful to know that.
Uh-huh.
Jeremiah 6:16. Let's read it again.
Yes, Pastor.
That's beautiful.
Yes, Pastor.
The pastor you just read that, I'm going to say read it again.
I got it.
Because that's what preaching is.
Yes, Pastor. Yes, Pastor.
Repetitive.
Yes.
Until you get it in you. Isn't that beautiful?
Yes.
6:16 says what?
Thus saith the Lord.
Thus saith the Lord.
Stand ye in the ways
what?
And see. And as for the old path,
what?
Where is the good way?
Where is the good way?
And walk therein.
Walk therein.
And ye shall find rest for your souls.
You're going to find rest for your soul. What?
But they said, we will not walk therein.
We will not walk therein. Fifth mm-hmm. chapter, let's go there. Jeremiah 5 and 1.
Yes, right.
Jeremiah was trying to find somebody that keep the commandments. Yeah. Jeremiah cried and said, Lord, ain't no. You know, said, I got 10,000. Haven't bowed to need the bell. Isn't that beautiful? Jeremiah 5 and 1. Run ye to and fro
through the streets of Jerusalem.
What?
And see now and know and seek in the broad places thereof.
What?
If ye can find a man.
What?
If there be any that executeth judgment.
Well, we went to Jerusalem.
Yes, we did.
We went to Israel.
Yes, Pastor.
We couldn't find a man.
No, we could not.
Went to a church that said they were Jews for Jesus. And I never heard anything about the commandments. Didn't hear it. Now, David, that's all he sang about. The Psalms was the commandments. He panted for it. In this day and time, after he'd come and died, he said, O fools and slow of heart to believe all that the prophets have spoken. You go in there and they know we're out of town from America and they couldn't talk about the commandments because that's God's key. Without the commandments, you can't see God. I don't care who comes in, you should bring the commandments before them. That's how God speaks to them.
Yes.
Run ye to and fro.
Mm-hmm.
See now and know and seek in the broad places there if you can find a mm-hmm. man. What?
If there be any that executeth judgment.
What?
That seeketh the truth.
What?
And I will pardon
I'll pardon it. Wait a minute. I didn't see any. I don't think our congregation found anybody that was seeking the truth. God had no one to pardon. That beautiful? I didn't see it in Jerusalem. And I believe with all my heart, if there was someone there, God would have shown it to us.
Yes.
Now, if I'm wrong, I'm just telling you what I believe.
Right.
All right?
Right, yes, sir.
Mm-hmm. We didn't go that far to travel without God giving us a
exactly.
token.
Exactly. Right. Yes, Lord. Yes.
I believe.
Yes.
There was no token to give.
Right.
And I believe it with all my whole heart.
Yes, Lord.
Let me read.
And though they say, the Lord liveth, surely they swear falsely.
What?
O Lord, are not thine eyes upon the truth?
What?
Thou hast stricken them, but they have not grieved.
Mm-hmm.
Thou hast consumed them, but they have
refused
to receive correction.
Refused to receive correction.
Mm-hmm.
What?
They have made their faces harder than a rock.
Isn't that something? Harder than a rock. Smile at you and keep on going. Same direction.
Mm-hmm.
Made their faces harder as a rock. What?
They have refused to return.
What?
Therefore I said, surely these are poor.
What?
They are foolish. For they know not the way of the Lord, nor the judgment of their God.
But what?
I will get me unto the great men.
I will get me unto the great men.
Yeah.
And I know that so many have a problem because,
beautiful.
You know, we call ones great.
Yes.
But the Lord called them great.
Yes.
I will get me unto the great men. What?
And will speak
I'm going to speak unto them. What?
For they have known the way
They've
of the
known
Lord.
The way. They've been in the ways. They can see.
Mm-hmm.
They've known the way
mm-hmm.
of the Lord. What?
And the judgment of their God.
And the judgment of their God. What?
But these have altogether broken the yoke.
They've broken that carnal yoke.
Mm-hmm.
They've broken the mm-hmm. yoke. And what?
Burst the bonds.
And burst the bonds. Let's go to Matthew 5 and 19.
Go ahead, Pastor.
Jesus did that, and we're doing the same thing today.
Yes,
we've Pastor. Broken that yoke. In other words, we're not involved with all these so-called Christian churches that don't keep God's commandments.
Right.
We are a Christian church. We're followers of Christ.
Yes.
But we would rather you call us saints of God because we're sanctified. Isn't that beautiful? Matthew's mm-hmm. 5 and 19.
Whosoever therefore shall break one of these least commandments and shall teach men.
Well, wait a minute. That's what the scribes and Pharisees taught. Traditions, transgressing God's commandments, And that's what the preachers today teach, what the commandments done away with. Because they don't know God. And the scripture is saying, therefore, whosoever therefore shall break one of these least commandments and teach men, so what?
He shall be called the least in the kingdom of heaven.
And he shall be called the least in the kingdom. Mm-hmm. Now, those that keep his commandments, we're the ones in the kingdom.
Right.
We're going to let ones know they're the least to teach people this. But they're not in there.
Right.
They will be called the least in the kingdom, but they're not in the kingdom. Read.
But whosoever shall do and teach them, the same shall be called
great. Wait a
minute.
Is that what Jesus said?
Yes.
That's prophecy, isn't it?
Yes.
Did anybody in here, did pastor teach, I want you to call me great? Did he ever say that?
No.
Pastor teacher, you ever heard anybody in God's gonna say, call me
you
great?
You can visit us at any time for our broadcast messages at www.godscovenantchurch.org. Write and mail us at 425 Laconia Boulevard, Los Angeles, California, 90061. Or call us at any time at area code 323-754-8302. You can email us at info@godscovenantchurch.org. Also, you can subscribe to our podcast at www.godscovenantchurch.org. In addition, you can find us on Pandora's podcast. Search and subscribe to God's Covenant Church podcast on Pandora. If you have any questions or concerns about this way or questions about any scriptures, please text us at area code 323-388-5676 and we will strive to get you the answer on our program. Again, that number is area code 323-388-5676.